Welcome to Shomar Shah on the Daf, where I'm Sochem Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Daf, towards the end of the page, brings Menachem Ben Yitzchak, who says that the Pasuk Titen Loi Veloi Lo'oiroi, that you now make Truma that will need to be burned right away, that's only if Loi Hoysa Lo Shasa Koisha. Only if it started something bad, for example, if it's Chametz since the get go. If it's Chametz, B'mechubar. But if it's Chametz once it was detached from the ground, then it's fine. And says Menachem Ben Yitzchak, this is true, and he brings a pasuk Daniel, says Begzeiras Irin Pisgamo Uvimamar Kadishin Sheilto. The pasuk is referring to the Malachim, they have Gzeiras and the Hasek Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says over here, Tamidi Chachamim or compared to Malachim, and Menachem Ben Yitzchak is saying, I did ask the Tamidi Chachamim in the Bismarck, as the Gemara concludes right after. They agree with me. I asked the Chachamim, and they agree with this psak. And what needs a little more understanding is why we're bringing Dafka this pasuk to tell me that he asked the question in the Beis Medrash. Why here we're comparing the Beis Medrash to the Malachim? Now the Ben Yoyod over here refers to another question. If you look at Rashi. Rashi brings the first part of the pasuk. It says Begzeres Irin Pis Goma. That the Chachamim were compared to Malachim, and I asked their opinion. And then the next part of the pasuk, with Maimer Kedish Sheilto, Rashi says Mikru Hu BeDaniel. This is a pasuk from Daniel. So the Ben Yoyod is bothered. Why is Rashi remembered to say this is a pasuk from Daniel only in the second part of the pasuk, not in the first part? So he answers that when you say the words Begzeres Irin Pisgama, even though it's referring to the Malachim, you could associate that with the Chachamim as well. The words were with the Irin. Irin is a word that is used for Malachim and for Tamei Chachamim. But the next part of the pasuk that says, B'mayim Kadishim She'ilto, there refers to that, as Rashi says in Daniel, it's every gzeira that the Malachim have, they ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu first. Nimlachim ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called She'ilto. They ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to approve the gzeira. So says the Ben Yoyada, how does that fit with the Tamei Chachamim? This is the first part. You could say that's words that we refer to Malachim, but we use them to speak about Tamei Chachamim. But the second part of the pasuk doesn't fit Tamei Chachamim. So here Rashi says, this is a quote from pasuk of Daniel. I mean, the first part really refers to what we're talking right now, asking a question of Miss Reddish. The second one is only quoted because it's part of the pasuk of Daniel, but really doesn't refer here to Tamei Chachamim because it doesn't fit the Tamei Chachamim. But maybe we can add to this an additional idea. And maybe we'll make it even more in the pasuk, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Chesam with Beis tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything unless he asks the Malachim if they agree. And Rashi in Chumash, when it says Nase Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said B'loshem Rabbi, let's create Adam, Rashi says that shows the Anova HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he pretends or he shows respect to ask the Malachim their opinion. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? Because it says in the pasuk, Begzeres Irin Pisgamo B'mayim L'Kadim Sheilto. From this pasuk, you can see that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes into account the opinion of the Malachim. At least he pretends to take into account the opinion of the Malachim. That's what this pasuk brings. Now there's a Medrash, Medrash Yelamdeinu. The Medrash says the following, V'hu b'echad v'mi yishivenu, that's the Lashon of the Medrash, Keshem she'ashoyel shoyel lamato, kach lamalo. Whenever there's a question in Bismarck down here, the question is also up there in Shemai. She'ne'emar, how do you know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Begzeres irin pisgamo, uvimayimar kadin shi'ilto. This Pasuk, it says in the Medrash, Keshem she'noistim v'noistim ba'aloch lamato, the same way they deal with aloch down here, so there is a masu matan up there in Shemai. So putting all this together, Efshar, this Pasuk teaches us two things. First of all, it shows the Anova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that He gave us human beings the ability to deal in learning, to be able to do our own Maaseh Mata, to have our own Torah Shebaal Peh. And number two, that's really what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us that when we have a discussion down here, it's also discussed up there in Shemayim by the Malachim, as the Medrash tells us. So Yimele, taking this Ben Yoyada, the first part of the Pasuk is not only something that you could reference to Bichachavim, but even in the pasuk there in Daniel, it does refer to Tamei Chachamim according to the Medrash. Because here we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave human beings and Malachim the ability to be involved in the Bria. And the first part of the Pasuk speaks about the human beings that deal in learning. The second part tells us that also up there in Shemayim they deal the same discussion you have down here. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchi says, I had a discussion about this concept that Truma cannot become Truma only if there's an Avshas HaKosher. I had a discussion here in the Bris Medrash. Mimelef was here in Bris Medrash, so it for sure was a discussion up there in Shemayim. As Rashi says, that's a pasuk in Daniel, telling us whatever we discussed down here is discussed up there as well. And the Hoyru Halacha in the Bris Medrash, like me, that means here, down here in the Aretz, up there in Shemayim, they paskin like me, and this is really a message for every entire person learns and discusses and learning. And he has a maso maton, it's not just between him and his chavruso. It's up there in Shemayim, they have the discussion as well. Anyone who wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shortmachshava@gmail.com.